Beautiful.
All right. Welcome everyone to Burgess Power Hour. Oh my goodness, it is April 2024. Oh, so here we are in springtime talking about resolving conflicts in conscious communication and not what do we call it? Non-violence?
Violent.
Non-violent communication. Yes, that's what we're going to be playing with this evening. And those of you who, if you're brand new to our Power Hours, these are our monthly third Wednesday of every month. I've been doing this since 2013, every single month for just conscious topics that we just dive into. And welcome if you're new. And if you're not new, welcome back. And as always, we do a lot of experiential stuff with our Essence of Being and Conscious Leadership Academy. So please get a pen and paper, because you will probably need it. And those of you who are driving, or if you're not able to get to it right now, that's okay, because you will be able to write some things down perhaps, and at least talk through some of the things that we're experiencing this hour. You can always go back and watch the recording. It will be, if you've registered, it will be in your email, and you'll be able to hear it and see it all again. So before I introduce our special guest that's going to be leading us tonight, is there any questions? Hi, yo. Any questions anybody has? No? Okay. All right. So, like I said, there's only been maybe two people so far that have actually done this power hour that I've kind of turned it over to. And this person, I feel so thrilled and honored, and she's part of our Conscious Leadership Academy. She's part of our faculty for that, and she is has been an Essence of Being, an EO being for quite a while, along with her a lot of her friends. And she's down in Miami now, I guess. Is it
Yes.
Miami or
Yeah.
Dania?
Miami Beach, actually.
Miami Beach.
Looking at
Okay. All
the
right. All
ocean.
right. Excellent. And let me just introduce her officially. This is Claudia Rocafort. She's been a member of ours and played with us in so many different ways and capacities, and I'm thrilled to have her leading our power call tonight. She's an expert in this subject. She is an international actress, by the way, with over 30 years of experience on stage and screen. She is known as the conscious communicator. She has been a communication consultant, an executive and leadership coach since 2006. So she's an ICF certified life coach, an ordained minister, facilitator, best-selling author, and keynote speaker. And she uses her knowledge and training, which she's going to play with us tonight, to empower speakers worldwide to hone their message and master their delivery so they can achieve their goals and generate the greatest impact. Does that sound like you? That sounds like you. Okay. And she's going to be one of our, she'll be speaking on our cruise that we're doing in October as well. So without further ado, I want to introduce Miss Claudia Rocafort. Yay!
Thank you so much, Virg.
Yay!
Wow, what an amazing introduction. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And
Welcome.
it's an honor to be here with you all. So, this topic happens to be one of my favorite and dearest to my heart because I am sure you may have experienced at one point or another a conflict or difficult situation in family relationships and communication, or in love relationships and communication, or even possibly at work. Have you ever had that situation happen to you where you're just at an impasse and you wonder,
Never,
middle of a
ever,
conflict, and you're
ever.
wondering, how
So,
did we get here, right?
never. And because of that, I tell you what I'm going to do, everyone. I'm going to like bug out for a little bit and let her take on. But I've never had conflicts like that, so I'm curious to see what you're going to say, and I'll be back.
All right, wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about what we're going to cover tonight. We're going to cover about talk about conscious communication. What is it? What exactly is conscious communication? Why do we call it that? Why is it essential? Why is it important in our lives? Why would it matter in our lives, right? What can we do about it? And ultimately, how we can apply something called the NVC model, which is the nonviolent communication model, to our lives and to find ways to be able to connect professionally and personally on a better kind of plane. How we can kind of mellow out the triggers, the things that normally make us react, right? Anybody been triggered in a conversation before? Anybody had that happen? Okay, thank you. I'm not alone. So ultimately, we want to start looking at real actionable steps that we can take when we're in the middle of that situation, that we can take a step back and say, oh, how do I handle this differently? Because I know how I've handled it in the past, and it always ended up in the same situation. Not particularly great. So here are going to be some tools we're going to apply, and we're going to have a little experiential situation where we're going to have somebody volunteer, and we're going to show you how to do the exercise. And then I'm going to put everybody in a breakout room. Now, for those of you who are on the phone, you should be able to do it anyway. If it doesn't work out, you can come back to the main room and you can work and play with me. So let's try this. Let me start telling you a little bit about this. Now, who's ever heard about above the line behaviors? Not so much. Okay, beautiful. And below the line behaviors. I know somebody here. If it's Jody, if it's the Jody I'm thinking about, she knows what I'm talking about. Welcome, Jody. It's lovely to see you. So, okay, for some of us who've done the Essence of Being passage, right? Birch talks a lot about what is above the line behavior and below the line behavior communication. Now, above the line behavior is when we can take full responsibility of our emotions, our thoughts, and our actions. Below the line behavior, which is what we're all pretty much accustomed to do, it's very rare that we're taught the above the line behaviors at home. It's to blame, shame, or justify. And it's basically saying, well, you make me feel this. Or you never listen to me. How many times have you heard that? Right? Or I can do this to myself. I don't feel good enough. Therefore, I'll shame myself. I just did it poorly. I just did it wrong again. I just couldn't communicate properly. So these are patterns of behavior that we are accustomed to use without even consciously realizing that we're doing it. So I want to share with you a little bit of what some of these things look like so that you can visualize it, because I don't know about you guys, but when I'm learning, I'm a visual learner. So I like to hear it and I like to see it at the same time. Does that help anybody else? Yes? Love it. I got a few yeses. Okay, awesome. So I'm going to share a screen with you for a moment and share about these behaviors so that we can then play and look at how we're going to learn from some of these things. So we've talked about what we're going to cover and the nonviolent communication model, which is what I'm going to share with you guys later, because it's a great way to try different types of communication. So, what does conscious communication really mean? It's about not reacting, it's about being able to speak concisely, authentically, deliberately, and being aware of how I'm feeling and what I'm thinking so that I can choose to act rather than react. And I can choose my words responsibly. And I can also become aware of what is it that I need? What am I trying to achieve with this communication? As well as how I'm speaking is affecting everybody around me. So, how am I affecting the world at large? And these are some statistics to consider. There's research that says that over 70% of corporate mistakes happen because of miscommunication. Over 93% of effective communication happens non-verbally, meaning it is the tone and the mannerisms and the eye connection and the gestures and the pitch and the rate, more so than the words that I'm saying. It's my body language. Now, in our present day and age, where so much is happening over Zoom and Teams, and 75% of millennials don't like to use a phone to communicate or even have that conversation in person. Can you imagine the amount of miscommunication that's happening? 65% of divorces occur because of miscommunication. Now, these statistics are huge if we consider how this is all going to affect us. So, good interpersonal communication is the most essential thing we need, not only to succeed professionally, but personally in our connections. And it all starts with self-awareness. So it all starts with, how am I speaking to myself? Do I have that internal radio that replays either childhood traumas or the things that I heard? You're not good enough. I don't value you. You always get it wrong. You just don't understand. If that's the inner communication that's happening in our play radio, what I call our radio, which Birch calls our bubble talk, right? How are we going to be able to effectively communicate and consciously communicate with others? Do you see how it affects everything? Does that make sense? The vision we have about ourselves will affect the vision and interpretation we have about others. So are you kind or judgmental? And when you start to look at what am I saying and why am I saying it, can you start to see how that inner radio may have created some limiting beliefs for you? So this making sense so far? Yes, beautiful. So let's start to listen, because how you speak to yourself and that judgment that you have towards yourself will also manifest and mirror for others, and others will mirror to you those beliefs you have about yourself. Now, that's a really challenging thing to see, but reality will be based on how we perceive it. How we receive our reality will also be based on what we believe, and thus it affects all our communication. So do you feel valuable? Do you feel that your opinion matters? And if you start to notice these things come up where you're triggered and you're carrying some of this radio as a child, how can you as a loving adult speak to that inner child that's carrying the pain so that you can change the story for yourself? So this is super important, the above and below the line behaviors. So again, ownership, responsibility, and accountability. How does that manifest? Well, have you ever been late to an appointment and you're sitting there in traffic thinking, what excuse am I going to come up with? What the heck am I going to say? Like, was it a tire? Was it like, what am I going to use as an excuse so that I don't look terrible for being late? Have any of you experienced that? Right? Well, that's just excuse. That's below the line behavior. What stops us from saying, I am so sorry, I am late? Without the excuses, without the justifications. We're not taught to do this, right? Instead of saying, I did not calculate accordingly, I did not foresee traffic, it's my responsibility. It is up to me. And so this is how we start to look at changing the above the line behaviors in our communication, because these things will constantly create conflict in relationship, both in work and at home. And this allows us to begin to respond and choose a response versus a reaction. So how can I account for my behavior? How can I learn from the experience? How can I take ownership and say, how did I contribute to creating this situation in the first place? This impasse, right? The below the line behaviors, well, you said, you didn't say, you did, you didn't do. It comes with the story and the excuses or the justifications that we talked about, or the denial. I don't have the problem. He's the problem. Or she's the problem, right? And what ends up happening with this is that it creates a victim mentality whereby, in this perspective, I am powerless to change anything because I'm a victim of circumstances or others. When we can realize this, it is hugely liberating. It took me years to get this and years of practice to be able to apply it. And then I had this exercise that was just miraculous for me. And I realized, wow, this is a pattern that's been passed down from generation to generation in my family. And I get to change it for myself. So the most common traps of communication, we're not going to address those right now. We're going to talk about, just because we've had a conversation, we think that communication happened. And that's not necessarily the case. Just because I said it doesn't mean that the other person heard it or understood it the same way or perceived exactly what I meant. Why? Because between what I'm thinking and feeling and what I actually think and say, there's a step. between what I say and you hear, there's another step. And between what you hear and what you interpret from your life beliefs is another step. A lot of possible steps for misunderstanding. So one of the things that we can start to do is to not assume anything. Even if I say something to you and I say, you know, I'm never late or almost never late, for example, right? To some of us, that means 100% of the time. I'm always going to be on time. But maybe somebody else's perception that never late is actually 2 out of 10. Because their perception of the word or their self-assessment is not accurate. So one of the best things that we can do about that is to summarize what I heard. So before we react, especially when we're triggered, is what I heard you say is this. Is that accurate? Is that what you meant? This is a huge tool because it will help us from jumping into the assumption that what I heard is what they meant. And that triggered feeling and emotion is what I'm going to react to. So help me clarify. What did you mean when you said X? So some people may use a word that semantically may be a trigger for me, but it might not be for them. And so what did you mean by X word? Use that before you react and you get emotionally frustrated or angry, particularly, and elaborate. Did I get the full picture? Tell me more about this. So these are very easy tools to apply. I want you to think about the fact that working through conflict, we only have 3 choices ever in any situation. And anything else is a combination of this. You can accept the situation as it is. You can remove yourself from the situation, or you can take action to change the situation. Now, how easy is it to change somebody else? Not very. Pretty impossible, right? Not even my job. But where do I get to change? I get to change how I show up. I can't change the person I'm speaking with, but I can change the way I go about it. That's part of taking that ownership and that responsibility. Does that make sense? Yeah? Awesome. Okay. Yo, do you have a question? Yeah? Come on in.
Yes.
Of course.
The last slide, I was writing down the last, you said the 3 options of working through conflict is accept, remove, or what was the third?
Or take action steps to change the situation. So accept. Remove yourself from the situation, or what can you change?
Okay, thank
you. And what's available for you to change, right? Of course. I love interactive sessions, guys. This is for you. So I want to make sure that we're having a conversation, that if you have questions, you feel free to raise your hand virtually or raise your actual hand, do the wave, whatever you want to do to call my attention. But most definitely, this is a conversation and ideally something where you're going to be able to walk out of here with 1 or 2 new things that you can use and apply into your toolbox. Okay. So any other questions, any other thoughts before I continue? No? All right, let's keep going then. So I'm going to share screen again, which is here. So we've got these 3 scenarios, not very many other options. The NVC model. Now, this is a great one to take a little screenshot because it talks about 4 steps that we can do. Now, I can't change how anybody else is going to react, but I can certainly change how I present where I'm at with anything. And it starts by observing what's happening. So for example, I made an appointment with a friend or a coworker, and they showed up 15 minutes late and they didn't let me know that they were going to arrive late. And I have a certain amount of things that I need to share. And that means that either I don't get to complete or the rest of my day is going to be late. Right? So I get to observe what just happened. What is the fact? the person arrived late. How am I feeling about it? After 15 or 20 minutes, I might feel a little frustrated or angry, right? So what is the feeling? Now, the feeling gets to be expressed in a way where there's no blame, no shame, and no justification. How do we do that? I feel. Not that you did this, but how do I own it? How do I own? I feel unheard, or I feel disrespected, or I feel unappreciated, versus I feel frustrated because you are late. You see the difference in expressing that. What is my need? So let me express the need. I need to be able to complete this work, or I would like to be able to get to my next appointment on time. Then I can make a request without expectation. Because at the end of the day, I can't boss anybody else around. Even my kid, when I ask him to do something, at some point, if we make people do and coerce them into a behavior that they're not willing to do, eventually it's going to stop working. So all I can do is ask and say, in my integrity, I'm asking you to please be on time for the rest of our appointments, or call me 10 minutes before so that we can reschedule if need be. Now that honors the other person and that honors me without having to go into blame or shame. So you see how this is called the nonviolent communication model. And this applies. So there's a lot of information on this slide. If you can, take a quick little picture of the slide. And it's helpful. There's a lot. Don't worry about all of this. We just want to practice the most simple, essential way of bringing this forth, which is when I observe that you didn't arrive on time, right? There's no blame there. There's just the fact. I feel frustrated because, so the feeling, and the feeling is an emotion. Remember, it's about an emotion. It's not about you did or you didn't do, because that's not a feeling, right? That's how we are choosing to perceive and interpret and feel about what's happening. So just pure emotion. I feel frustrated or I feel upset because I'm needing some respect, connection, time to complete. So verbalize the need, right? And then the request. So the request, you want to avoid making demands. You want to ask, would you be willing to? And that's key phrase right there. Would you be willing to? Right? Because that way you're enrolling the person in the request to some degree to be willing to play with you under these different terms. Does that make sense? Would you be willing to please show up on time, or let me know 10 minutes beforehand if you can't make it on time so that we can reschedule? Is this making sense? Yes, 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 yes. All right, so again, the feeling is not a feeling when I feeling is followed that I feel I am constantly working is an evaluation also, not an emotion. And I feel John acted irresponsibly is again followed by a name or a noun, and it's a blame. So use that I feel to take ownership for what you're actually feeling and make sure it's an emotion based on the facts, not on previous history, so that we can find a way to express the need from that integrity and the request from that integrity. So I gave you this example. For example, in an NVC response, I feel angry because you're late. I actually need to change that because that's still blame. So in the typical response, when somebody's annoyed because somebody else showed up late, right? It's annoying that you're always late for meetings, or, you know, you're being irresponsible. We tend to do that and not even do it consciously. Instead, I feel frustrated because you arrived late. I want to try to rephrase that. I want to try to find even a less conflictive way of saying it. I feel frustrated because we're starting our meeting late. There's no blame. You feel the difference. Yes? Okay. And I then get to place the or make the clarification of what I would like to have happen. What is my need? Well, my need is to start the meeting on time. Otherwise, the rest of my calendar will be disrupted for the day. Can I ask you to please be on time for our next meeting? Mercedes.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question.
No, not that. I'm sorry. I've got two things going on here.
Okay. Yes, Rob, I love what you shared in the chat because it's very much like the Serenity Prayer. It really is. It's such a wonderful prayer to be able to know the difference, right? Accept the things that I can accept, change the things that I can change, and know the difference, because there's a lot of things that we can't change, that we have no power over. As much as I would like, I can't necessarily always get my 16-year-old son to see it my way, right? So I can butt heads, or I can try to find different ways to communicate with him and find ways to enroll him in that communication. Are you willing to do this? Are you willing to try this? What do you suggest could work? That's another great way to put it, is ask the other person what they're willing to do about it. And that way you get to see also the way they think, also the solutions, and you get them enrolled in thinking on finding the solutions. It's not you telling them how to find your solution. So we're going to try this now. We're going to play for a few minutes and explore this nonviolent communication model. All right. So does anybody want to try this? Does that make sense so far? If I put you in the breakout room and I said for 3 minutes, this is the exercise. I want you to think about either a person that you need to have a challenging conversation with, or the last time that you had a heated conversation that it got a little out of hand, what it was about. And here you get to try to role play for 3 minutes, right? Presenting your observation, your feelings, your needs, and your request with your partner. And then they're going to give you feedback as to how they felt. And you can share for 2 minutes how it worked. Okay. And then we're going to switch it around. Does that make sense? Is everybody willing to try and play? Yes. Okay. Beautiful. Bonnie, would you be able to go into a breakout room, or because you're driving, you would rather not?
No, I actually pulled over, so I can play.
Oh, beautiful. Great. Jody, can you play? Oh, I love seeing you on camera. Mercedes, can you play?
Yes.
Wonderful. So it makes it a lot easier if you can be on camera. Try to join us on camera. And let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We've got perfect even number of people. And we're going to create some breakout rooms over here. And so I will let you know when it's time to switch. So I'll let you know when you've spoken for 3 minutes. And I'm also going to put in the chat kind of the model so that you have it in your breakout rooms. And I will let you know when it's time to listen and get feedback from the person you're playing with so that you also get to see how it's going. See you guys in a bit. Go have fun.
human stage. We're back in the room now, though, with everybody.
We are back in the main room. Welcome back, everyone. So time to share. How was that experience, please? Who's willing to share a little bit? Did you have any ahas? Yo.
So it was good. We didn't have, I tried to ask for help for somebody to come in the room, but nobody came. We didn't have the actual model. It was not in the chat. So we didn't know what to do, but we kind of discussed some communication issues that we've had in the past and how this could really help. And so just putting it out there, this is probably like the third time we've been through where somebody said it'll be in the breakout room and it's not there, the model or whatever we're supposed to follow. Okay.
Yeah. So when you see the chat, do you see it in the chat now by any chance? It's not in your chat? No?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry to see that. Yikes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that is it appearing above you?
Let me see if I put it now, if you see it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now you do. Mm-hmm. I am so sorry about that. So Zoom's had some changes recently. And unfortunately, one of the things that's happened is that you cannot see in the chat. Once you go to the breakout rooms, that chat information does not come back to the main room and vice versa. So my understanding is that the information in the chat of the main room, you would be able to see in the chat. And I guess that's not the case. So I'm sorry for that. But I hope that you kind of were able to try this. Were you able to kind of voice your need or recall a conversation where you've had an experience with someone and try to voice it in a different way? Request? Not so much? A little bit?
Okay. Yeah, I think Yolanda and I had a great, great, great conversation, even though we didn't have the model to follow.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm happy to hear that, Mercedes. Anybody else want to share something that they maybe discovered about themselves in the process?
I discovered, I kind of struggled with mine because just like with everybody else, we didn't have the model in the room. So, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of scatterbrained right now. I forgot the young lady that was in the room with me. But she ran a text about, an experience and how she first responded and the way she would change it. And my share was about a conversation, an issue that I had with my husband last week. And it took me 2 or 3 tries to get it. But now, even as I'm driving, because she said, okay, state the need and then request. And as I thought about it, now it just hit me. I wasn't really clear about the need. And I know why now. It wasn't about me going to get this thing. Short story. I left the house Saturday morning, didn't tell them when I was going. We're also going through it. We're getting ready to go through a divorce. So everything is tense. So, I know why now that I didn't bother to tell him, because honestly, I don't want to be around him anymore. Mm-hmm. And any opportunity that I get to leave, I don't care how small the detail is, whatever, I'll leave. And to try to pacify, I'll bring back breakfast or something. But, this past Saturday, it didn't work. Sure. So I didn't need the record player. I needed to get away from him. And then she was, talking about the request. And I'm thinking, why should I request anything? I'm an adult. That part of my brain kind of got on defense. But after thinking about it, it's like, had our communication, talking about me and my husband, would have been better through the years, we probably would have not reached this point of where we are in our marriage. And I bottled a lot of things down because I felt like I was being hurt. And he will, Tamara assuming, we talked about that too.
Yeah.
I would say that door will probably swing both ways. So
Of course. Thank you for sharing, Bonnie, because that's very powerful. And I think ultimately, I wish I'd had these models years ago, right? It would have spared me a lot of heartache. So,
yeah.
Which is one of the reasons why I'm passionate about sharing it. And that realization that you had about discovering the need, maybe it's also now about saying, are you willing to give me more space? Are you willing to, I need more time on my own at this point. And maybe by taking some space, then you can come back and change the way that the communication's happening and be able to heal and find ways to connect through this process on a different level. And having said that, you're all going to get goodies and some gifts that will come in an email tomorrow of some exercises that I've used since I was an executive coach in New York, some of which help mindset and work on how we apply semantics and perception and interpretation. So these are helpful. And you're going to get also from me a copy of the NBC model so that you can practice this at home with all of those kind of examples that you saw on the big page that I said take a quick shot of, because it's very helpful. And it takes practice. This does not happen overnight, guys. I've been working on communication skills now since 2006, and I'm still working through when I forget to ask, are you willing to do this, and try to enroll them or not get triggered by something that may have triggered me before. So the key is not that you won't fall back. It's how quickly you can get back up and the fact that you can start to notice it. And the fact that you can do it different and learn from it each time, right?
Right.
Now we have new tools. Now we have a few new tools for a tool bag that we can start playing with. Any other thoughts, questions, ahas? Anybody else want to share something? Jody.
I will. Hi, Claudia. It's so nice to see you here.
It's wonderful to see you here, Jody. Jody, by the way, is the one who introduced me to Burge many years ago and the reason why I got into Essence of Being. So I'm very grateful, Jody.
Yes, amazing. I'm grateful for you too in so many ways. Yes. So she's an amazing mom, by the way. Yeah, I've, you know, it's just very interesting on my journey. I always love coming in for this call because it's, you know, there are so many things that can trigger us. And I think one of the biggest things that I've been realizing lately is I've been diving deep into what shame is.
Mm-hmm.
And shame a lot of times is really, I think people don't understand it. And shame is a self-evaluation that you're not good enough. Because someone somewhere told you that you're not good enough and you believe it. And it's a belief system, but a belief system is BS because you can change it. Yeah, and yet we default. And I think the thing is like, you know, in talking about codependency and shame and just where codependency breeds so much violent communication, right? Yeah. It's like that core of the shame that we have inside of ourselves is what perpetuates the violence in the first place, or the disrespect, or the self-hatred, or other hatred. You know what I mean? It's like, it's where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's important to notice also, Jody, that violence is kind of like the last resort.
Yeah.
It's what we get to when we don't know what else to do.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Right. When we don't have any other tools, where we have no apparent way out. And that is the last recourse.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that, because it's so powerful to realize. That's why when I started, I think you may have just jumped in right after that, but it starts with that self-awareness. It starts with that. How are you feeling about yourself? My spiritual guide and teacher for years, she used to say, at the end of the day, success, the key to success is learning to love yourself more.
Yeah.
And accept yourself as you are. And it is the greatest gift because, yeah, we believe that BS. somehow, and it replays. Statistically, I think that Bert shared this. We hear something like 432 no's a day when we're little kids. No, 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 no. And we get about maybe 36 affirmations. So when you look at that disparity, often that comes from the fear and from parents wanting to take care of the child and making sure that they're safe and so on and so forth. But we don't realize what that language is creating. And now we get to become aware, self-aware, right? We get to start doing the work to heal ourselves, to heal that inner child. We now have more awareness and tools and say, oh, wow. Okay, now how can I speak to myself? How can I speak to that part of me that still thinks I may not be good enough? What can I do to shift that mindset? How can I love myself more?
Yeah. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for showing up and for sharing that. It's very powerful. I appreciate it. So that being said, guys, yes, Yolanda, yo.
I actually was mirroring Bob. I thought he had his hand raised. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of had a little bit of a reaction to one of the slides you showed. Yeah. And it was the two people talking and mm-hmm. how the one person had one set of shapes, but the other person had a totally different set of shapes.
Yeah.
And I was reminded, you know, I was reminded of something I wrote down out of the vulnerability lesson last week in the Conscious Leadership Academy. And for me, until recently, I have a history of beating myself up because what I say doesn't match what I meant to say, and the other person receives it wrong. And what I wrote is that I need to be okay that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of vulnerability that needs to, at least from where I stand, I have to be willing to be vulnerable because what I say may not be what I mean to say, and it may not be received the way I'm hoping it is received.
Absolutely, Bob. And that is so powerful. And that model where the, you know, the little figures we're fighting, it's precisely that. Sometimes we don't have the clear words. Sometimes we're not necessarily clear and we're speaking as we're feeling or as we're reacting or as we're thinking. Sometimes we're thinking, you know, 2,000 miles an hour, much faster, and we don't get to stop and really process. And that's one of the things that I teach corporately is stop. Nobody says you have to keep going. Stop, take a breath, catch your breath, collect yourself, collect your thoughts, collect your feelings, and think about it and say, you know what? I need a moment. I need to process this. What I'm trying to say, what I mean to say, what I'd like to convey. And all of these things begin to help, right? And you get to love yourself, Bob, and process that. It's going to take a little practice. I've been teaching this stuff since 2006, and I'm still discovering things. And I still, last week, had a very short fuse. So it takes time, right? And it's just every day you're going to get better. That's it. That's all we can ask for. Do the best that you can. Right. Now, I'd like to say welcome back, my friend, Burge. I'd love to share, if you enjoyed this experience today in the way that we did the exercise and had the experience, I'd love to invite you all to join our Conscious Leadership Academy. You can come for a preview call for free and just explore and come play with us. This is kind of what we're doing every Tuesday night. There's different tiers and different levels in which you can play. So there's two links that I put in the chat, one for more information to understand what the three tiers are and how you can join us to play on those three tiers. And of course, if you've never done the Conscious Leadership Academy calls so far, please, please, please come and grab the free link that you can come and join a free call and try it. I'd also like to share with you, I have a couple of ways that we can continue to work together. If you enjoyed this work, I am holding a class next week called Unlock Your Abundance. And it is about aligning your mission, vision, and purpose with your semantics and your marketing, with your products and your services. It's a 4-hour, 2-day deep dive into this, into finding your zone of genius and being able to verbalize it. So I'm going to be putting a link in the chat for you to be able to take a look at it and get more information. And then I'm starting a 6-week program on Speaker Blockbuster. It's everything that you need to create presentations, workshops, classes, or get paid to speak in public, if this is something that you're interested in. So I'm going to share those. Also would love to invite you to next May 18th is going to be our Essence of Relationship class. And for anybody who's part of the CLA tier 2 or 3, that is free and it's included in your membership. But otherwise, I'm going to put in the link where you can also get all the information so that you can join us and register, because that's a really good, juicy one. And it's a deep dive into relationships and communication and relationships and how we get to play together in healthier, funner ways. And to top it off, last one, High Vibes on the High Seas. We are doing a cruise where we get to do this kind of stuff and play with each other for a week. While we get to tour and we get to dance and we get to enjoy each other. So I'm going to share the information about the cruise. I hope to be speaking and sharing some more great information with you guys during the cruise. So I hope that you'll be able to join us.
Yes, yes, yes. Please come play with us. EssenceofBeing.com/cruise. We're going to the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, and St. Martin. So we can practice our nonverbal communication. Yes. And when we're on the ocean, it actually enhances and amplifies our energy and our emotions. So it's going to be pretty spectacular. Chance of a lifetime. So go to that link and then you can see everybody that's going to be there sharing their gifts. And for you to find out what more of your gifts are, on energetic way. Milana's going to be going. I see Milana's here. So please, did you enjoy tonight with Claudia?
Absolutely. Yes.
Awesome. 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 Yeah. She's very special. And yeah. Oh, Jody. Hi, Jody. I didn't see you before, my friend. Speaking of special, that's how I met Claudia, through Jody.
Exactly. That's what I shared with everyone. That's amazing.
Awesome. 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 Yeah. So definitely check out her experiences. And also you'll be getting an email to get a 30-minute free strategy session from Claudia. So just be checking your emails. Those of you who are listening to the recording and those of you who are on live tonight. Awesome. Yay. You get to get the wisdom and the connection. And you'll be getting an email with a link so you can get a 30-minute strategy session with Claudia. If you have any other things you want to chat with her about, or maybe you need some support in something, and go out there and have great relationships, right, Claudia?
Absolutely. My pleasure and my purpose to support you all. So I hope that you'll check in with me and come play.
Excellent. Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate you doing this tonight. And I hope everyone got some juicy tidbits and a great tool. And I think you're going to get the downloaded tools that she has, right?
Yes. I'm going to be sending some tools for you all to play with at home and to try some of these exercises and let it all percolate so that you can, you know, have an extra set of tools in your tool bag, like I like to say.
Yes. And thank you. And just as Claudia suggested, every Tuesday night, by the way, is our Conscious Leadership Academy calls. So she's on those and we do different topics every Tuesday night. So check that out. And we go into depth a little more about a lot of things. So a lot of conscious things, right, Bob?
So come play.
He's one of our regulars.
Yeah.
So have a great week, you guys. Is there anything else you want to say, Claudia?
No, thank you. Thank you for giving me the space to come in and be able to play and share a little bit about what I do and what I love to do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you all.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Night, Bird.
Good night. Who said that?